Today we have designated as Loaves and Fish Sunday. And I want to begin by reading the account from John chapter 6. Loaves and fish. What the heck are you talking about? Loaves and fish Sunday. Well, you'll see in a moment. It has to do, of course, with our sanctuary project. And I want to get through these next several things so that we can pray together. And God willing, we're going to pray, and we just may. How many of you have seen this before? Yeah. Thank you, Todd. You got that going up for up top as well. But God willing, what we may do is, as we end, file outside, okay, and go out here to this back piece of property, and stand in a circle to pray as well, okay? So that's the end game where we'd like to go. But getting there, look at John chapter 6, and we have alluded to this before, and we want to just, there's just so many things on my heart. I pray that the Holy Spirit will help me to calculatingly and with wisdom and inspiration to get these things out. It says here in verse 5, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Now, you have to understand that there were probably 10 to 12,000 people. There's Jesus and 12 of his disciples. And he says to Philip, we're going to feed the crowd today. 12,000 people. We're going to feed the crowd today. Philip, what do you think we ought to do? And he says, that Philip answers and he says to him, now note all this here. Look what he says here. He says, he asked this only to what? To what? Test him. Test him. For he already had in mind what he was going to do. Ooh, that brings tremendous comfort to me. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. But it was a test to him, because faith is always tested. Faith always involves risk. And with the faith, with the risk, there is a test. He's testing him. He's testing Philip. Philip says to him, 8 month wages would not buy enough bread for everyone here even to have a bite, to have a nibble. Another of his disciples, it says another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon's brother, spoke up and he said, "Here is a boy with, here's where we get it from, 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among many?" When you look at the parallel text to this in the other Gospels, they say, Matthew says, after they discover the boy has lunch, and Andrew speaks up and says, you know, now can you imagine the little boy? I mean, I'm sure the kid was hungry. I mean, that's why he had the lunch. And his mother made it for him. And he's out who knows what he's doing. Maybe he's on his way to school. I don't know. And he has this. And Philip volunteers the boy's lunch. Thanks a lot. You know, what do you think you're doing? And yet, Jesus says, "Bring them here to me." This is what we see in Matthew's gospel. Andrew speaks up and says, "There's a boy here with a lunch. What is that among so many?" Jesus says, what do you have? You know, Jesus catches that. Oh, what do you have? I mean, any glimmer. How much faith does it take? Who knows the answer? What did Jesus say? If you have faith, what? The size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be moved into the sea, and what will it do? It'll be moved. Jesus catches this thing here. You know, Andrew is just thinking, well, you know, this is, we found this. But Jesus catches that and says, oh, bring it. Bring it to me. Very important. Bring what you have to me. And then he says, How many do you have? The other text says to us, how many do you have? They tell him again. And Jesus says, okay, have the people sit down. Everybody calm down. You know, sit the crowd down. He says, there's plenty of grass here. There's time to be had. No, nobody's got to be in a rush here, because Jesus knew what he was going to do. And that's important. Jesus knew what he was going to do. Okay? And then he says, there's plenty of grass. They sat down, about 5,000 of them. Now you say, where'd you get the 10, 12 from? Because from the other gospel writers, we're made to understand that the calculation is in men only. You know, let's count all the men. This is the way they counted figures there. It isn't that the women didn't count. It's just that's how they came up with the raw number, 5,000, plus women and children. And he says, Jesus then took what was given to him, and he gave thanks. The other gospels again say he blessed them. And then it says he gave to his disciples, and his disciples gave to everyone, the bread and the fish. And then it says when they all had enough to eat, the other gospel writers say they all had enough and were satisfied. In other words, they all got full. And then it says they gathered up the pieces that were left over. So they gathered them and filled how many baskets left over? 12. Baskets were left over, that there was more than enough. Father, as we look into this word today, as we say some things to help us as we pray next, I pray that I would hear the voice of God speaking to us. As we speak about this specific thing today of the loaves and fishes and our building sanctuary project, but God, how it might apply to each of us where we're at in our lives. Let us hear your voice. Amen. And amen. And so there's a number of things that I want to get to lead us in our praying with specificity, with wisdom today. And I need to say that as I begin this little bringing us up to date and encouragement. Word from God, I believe, is this. I, as your pastor, am not married to this project. This project is not about my ego. You understand? Oh, let's, have a new, boy, yeah, that's where Pastor Bob is, the pastor. Look what they're doing there. Look at what he's accomplishing. Nope, I'm not married to this. What do you mean? What do you mean you're not married to this? This isn't about the size of my ministry. If this doesn't happen, listen to me now. If this doesn't happen, I don't care. Now that might startle some of you. Why? Because you are more important to me than this. You understand? Has any of you ever felt, since we started this, a twisting of arm to get something done for you to give your money to this? If you have, I ask for your apologies, because that has never been my intention, and that's the furthest thing from my mind. No way do I want to do that, because I'm not married to this project. I'm not. This isn't about my ego. This isn't about the size of my ministry. This isn't even about money. Money. When I do something like this, I don't ask how much is it going to cost. I ask what kind of faith can we bring to what God is asking us to do first. And you say, well, that's new. We haven't heard that before. No, it's been published right here for months and months and months. That's how I operate. This has been on my heart. I couldn't wait to get to this day, to bring us to these things. So that's where I want to begin. So we designated today Loaves and Fishes Day, not to together to hear something from God about where we feel God wants us to go. This is how we have framed our vision. Without a vision, The scripture says in Proverbs, the people what? Perish. You see, this is important for us as a people to have a vision. And I as a leader, I as your pastor, am responsible before God to help decipher. You see, it isn't create. I don't create vision. I decipher. I'm hearing. I'm trying to see what God is wanting of us, and then try to, you know, say, hey, listen, come on, folks. This is framing something of the vision. And are things up for grab? Yes. But this is how I framed the vision of a new sanctuary and more, because our current building, our current facility, is a hindrance to our growth. It's a hindrance to fulfilling the vision for the next 60 years that God wants us to continue in, period. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, things fall apart, right? I mean, if you've lived long enough, you own your own home, things fall apart, right? You know? And this building, you know, over the years, been maintained. Folks, you know, did a nice job with this, with that. But you know what? Things are falling apart. I mean, you know, we've talked about that. I mean, things are falling apart. And plus, to be adequate enough, Vic, last week we were talking? Vic is saying, you know, I just love the way he was talking. You know, about, oh, we're going to buy this property over here. We're putting in everything. We're putting in everything, you know. And which is cool, you know, to have vision. And vision from God always exceeds what we're capable of doing. Whether you have 50 people or 500 people, always exceeds what we're capable. Because it always requires faith. Always. And so, now, what we can say so far is this. Okay, what we can say so far. Now, when I say what we can say so far is, I mean to say, wow, it is just so late. It is what I mean to say is this, that we, you know, what we have come so far since I've been here. Now, before I got here, things were, you know, moving along. Okay, so it's not like, you know, I was the great savior of this place. Heavens no. But since I've been here under my watch, renovations began with the cleanup of the property. And I'm reading from this. It's been published for a long time. We've created small changes in this room. The sanctuary didn't used to look like this. The fellowship hall downstairs, complete remodel, kitchen, offices, nursery, new mechanicals, air conditioning, new electrical service, 200 amp service, hook up to public water supply, all debt free. If we had to tally it up between, you know, people who helped, the sweat donations from generous donations of friends, church members, sweat equity, reduced costs, free from the various trades, because the Lord touched ours, it'd probably be pretty close to $100,000 worth of stuff in 8 years. $100,000. And when we started, There were fewer of us, okay? Yeah, I mean, think about that. And so it's like, where'd the money come from? Well, I just said, $100,000 if we tallied it up. So that's incredible. So that helps my faith, because this is a pretty aggressive project, and it's an exciting endeavor, a complete sanctuary makeover, right? And I believe, inside and out, in a much needed addition, right? That will house, you know, the youth ministries. There'll be new offices, bathrooms, media room, a welcome center, all this stuff. Facelift outside, windows. I mean, just all kind. It's here. So that our goal is to have a well-equipped church facility to better serve our families, you, in our community, which we want to reach for another 60 years and beyond. Now, let me emphasize this as it's written. We're still in the planning stages. Okay, we're in the planning stages. And being, you know, in that I'm not married to this, okay? That, as I'm going to say in a minute, how much time it takes. Would I like to see it done tomorrow? Yes. Do I talk like that? Yes. Unashamedly, unapologetically, I talk like that. I have a vision. You know, that's my job to have vision. You know, it's funny, since Andrew and I have been back from Mexico 8 years now, every year I say I'm going. And I've said that every year. And I even make plans. I'm going. I don't get there. That's my heart to get there. It's my heart to build this. But at the same time that it's my heart to build that, I know that faith works within the realm of certain realities. One of them is money. Right? Money. Now, faith moves money. And so it will take money. And as faith moves money in and into this, well, then we'll go with it. But that's where we're at. That's the reality of it. The other thing is that, you know, it's like, someone brought this to my attention today, and I'm happy for it, because I would be content. You got to hear me on this. I would be 100% content if we had a sensing from the Lord what we're supposed to do is do nothing more, but it would be big, to get a hold of the building that we have right here and completely, as it is, redo up here like we did downstairs. I'd be 100% content with that. I'm not married to this. But one thing I do say is, yes, sir. And also, as your pastor, what is your desire? See? What are we hearing from God together? And that's what this meeting continues to be about. Not where we're starting, but where we're still saying, Lord, we're looking to you for what we have right now, where we want to go. So you just got to hear my heart on this. Okay? You got to hear my heart on this. And I have put together plans yet about how we can, you know, finagle this building to try and, you know, capture the vision that God wants us to have. Okay? But at the moment, this is where I'm at with the vision. Okay? So we're still in the planning stages. We have yet to determine costs, right? Total costs, got an idea. And when, you know, you say when. Well, this is, when for me is, as I say, next year. Next year. We're gonna start this next year. We're going to break ground next year. Well, when is, if we have the money, well, next year, I'll be the first one to scoop up the dirt, you know? Do you hear my heart in that? When we have the monies. Now, having said that, I'm glad for this too, to be able to say that we did everything so far debt-free, and that's the way it's going to continue. We've decided that a long time ago, right? And that's why we're going to continue. I don't think there's anything wrong, sorry, Dave Ramsey, with borrowing. How could you buy your house if you didn't borrow money? The thing is how you do it with wisdom and having the money to pay it back. But at the same time, saying that, we made a decision, we're doing this debt-free. I think it's wise. I think God will help us, you know? He will help us. I know some of you are like, what the heck? Now, our drawings are done. John has done a phenomenal job. He was just telling me this morning that he came up with a way to do something to save another, what, $6,000 at least on the way he has. Do you eat, sleep, and drink this or what? The way in which he has to connect the two buildings together. We appreciate the gift that God has given to us in this man. And the plans are, we're hoping October, end of October, November to submit to the town for review. He's been in conversation with the building department. Smart, you know. That's another. Those are major steps that we want to take. And so, and then we'll then as we do this, like, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite
at a time. And so the plan is, you know, if the Lord responds to our, we're going to see what God will do. I don't know what the Lord will do. I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I don't know. But if the Lord would respond to our faith by giving us all the money necessary to get it done, we'll do it. We'll do it all. But until that happens, it's in phases. The biggest phase is phase one, which if we do in addition, which we're heading to, well, that's the biggest nut to crack. A shell. And then we could piecemeal it. We can go, we get $1,000, we'll do something, we get, it can happen easily. I see it happening easily that way once we get the biggest nut, as we say, cracked. Is that cool? So, okay. So what we're saying yet is, you know, we did that much with, you know, so much with so little. Now we need to do a little more with much more to accomplish what the Lord has called us to do. You know, say we did all we've done so far, $100,000. Well, now I don't know what the we haven't figured costs exactly, but certainly, you know, to start, we'll at least need a couple $100,000 to start. My guess, we thought at first maybe 150, but at least a couple. And you say, well, where are we at right now? Oh, you know, we're under $100,000 right now that we've collected. Got about $70,000 around in there. Not bad. Not bad. Look around. Not bad. And we have money in our account and bills are paid. Sending money to missions. We never do anything that would jeopardize any other ministries. It's all got to go into the building. No, it doesn't. Not on my watch. But I'm going somewhere, so I want to ask the question. And the question is, from our text, is this what God will do for us? Are we able to bring to Him what we have, and will He provide a miracle for us to do this? I'm asking this. That's not a rhetorical question, you understand? That's a legitimate question. I don't know. I'm being honest. But here's one darn thing for sure. Forgive me for saying darn. I sure want to try. I want to try. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. Is this what God will do for us? Will He do this for us? Will He do what He did? Bring it to me. Bring what you have to me. You know, I want to perform a symbolic act this morning. And the symbolic act that I want to do is bring what we've given to date and say, Lord, here it is. Lord, we give this to you. Will you bless and multiply this? To turn it into what we need to do this. Lord, it's a genuine thing that you understand? Now, here's the thing about that, two things. We do our part, God will do His. That's the first thing. Now, as leaders, Sandra and I, we have put our money where our faith is. Have you? We've put our money where our faith is. As I said a while ago, we have anteed up. We have given a lump sum of money, and we have pledged. We have given $5,000 immediately, and we have pledged X amount of dollars every month for the next year. And if it goes beyond a year, we don't care. We'll do it for another year. We've anteed up. We have put our money where our faith is. Okay? Understand? So you say, well, oh, you know, is that way past that? You say, well, you got it. You got yeah, you got it. You know. Don't I wish? You know, it was a sacrifice, which is required of leaders. Which this is required. And you know, some people don't exercise faith because they're afraid not only of the risk, but of the sacrifice that it would require. Yes, Lord, Abraham says, I will obey you in anything that you want me to do. Okay, Abraham, it's going to require sacrifice. No problem, God. What do you want? I'm ready to obey. God says, your son. God always operates like that. Thank you. Amen. He does. I'm telling you. It's like, I thought I can get off the hook with $500. And it's like, Lord, not only that, but all, as a pastor, I'll also wear the hat of, I'll be showing up with a hammer. I'll lead the charge. He says, no, it's going to require your son. Sorry, Bobby. You know, but you know, metaphorically, no, Rulowitz, it's, although he says, all those other things you just mentioned, I'll take that, but also I'm requiring a little bit more. Oh, okay. Now, this is not strong arm tactic. This is, you know, it's like, oh, how, listen, I've done other building projects. Do you know that building projects, the first building project I ever did as pastor, we grew as a church during the building project. We grew into what we did. I'm serious. It was incredible. We grew as we were doing it. And you know, let's be clear. What we're asking for here is a miracle. We're asking for a miracle. You say, well, look around. You know, it's like, I know the jobs that some of you have. I know that, you know, there's no bankers here, owners of, you know, shipping magnates, you know, owners of industry. Can you know, what do you need? You need a couple hundred thousand to get going? Let me write the check. We don't have, I know who you are. We need a miracle. Turn, Lord Jesus, we're bringing this for you to turn this little, this 70,000 that we've gotten. Listen, today, I don't know. Listen, I try to stay as far away from your giving as possible. But today, there's like only, you know, along with mine and Sandra's, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of us that have responded. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot more to go if you want to. And I know that listen, a lot of you have given, are giving, have given, even though you didn't fill out one of these to give a lump sum. Listen, we have no problem buying things that we want. Houses, boats, vacations, all kinds of things. We have no problem doing that. I have no problem, you know? But, you know, as Bill said, this is your church. This is your church. And we just happen to be a part of it during this, you know? So it's like, well, you know, are you going to put your money where your faith is? The sacrifice and the risk as well. And again, it's, God, what do you want? God says and makes it clear to us, what I want you to do is invest in turning this into the best thing that you can possibly do right now as it is. You know what I say? Yes, sir. I'm bored. Give me a hammer. I'll be the first in line, ready to go. Let's do it. And you got to know this about me. And you ladies testify, when I first got here, it was like, well, whirlwind, right? It's like, well, what's he doing now? I was ready a couple of years ago to have gutted this place up here. I was ready. I was calling around people, electricians, all this stuff. I was ready. I was going to gut it. Cut the whole thing. Then the Lord stopped me. I didn't know exactly why, but stopped me. And we started coming up with some ideas. So, having said that, let's pray. Let's pray. Will you pray with me? God, what do you want? Well, we want to hear from you. We want you to be comfortable with my leadership in this. I mean, do you feel my heart this morning in this? I want you to feel comfortable. With giving, listen, you have to do what Jesus says to you to do. And, you know, with your giving. And I get it, you know. It's like, you know, Bob, you ought to have my bills. I know. Listen, I got a mortgage. Thank God I don't have kids to put through college anymore. I'm going to pray. And what I want to do is I want to say to Jesus, you know, Lord, here it is, you know, symbolically, what you've given so far. Like I said, we got about $70,000 in the bank for designated a new project. Lord, we're giving this to you. What would you do with this? Lord, what would you do with this? You know? Lord, what do you want to do with it, Lord? And we will talk. I'm open to your suggestions, to your criticisms, to your anxieties, to working together to hear from God. And at the same time, you got to hear my heart in this as a person who is responsible for our continued going on together. Is that clear? Would you stand with me? Please, would you stand with me? On the back of this that's been on the back table, this little thing here, on the last page is a little information about exercising faith to give. Okay? Exercising faith to give. It's on that. And it explains this, the faith promise contribution card. It explains so how this works. This explains how this works. Okay? And if you have any questions, you do it. But, you know, okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we want to pray. Oh, I didn't do too badly. What time? Oh, not bad. We need to pray. We need to pray. So here we go. Let's go outside. I want to do it. I want to go outside. Let's go outside and stand on the lawn and see what we feel. See if we feel any tremors. See if we feel the earth move under our feet, you know, where something new should be happening. Let's as a congregation, would you join me? As we'll go out back here and we'll stand in a circle and I'll offer up the prayer. Could we do that together? Don't feel inhibited. We want to go out there and stand in a circle and see if this is what we should do.